We're going to start out the evening with the words of the Insane Ones and then a tune from a Scottish group called Mouth Music.
What is at stake is more than one small country. It is a big idea, a new world order.
Telling us nothing, we're waiting for a sign, but they're telling us nothing. Stones are telling us nothing, they're waiting for a sign, but they're telling us nothing. We turn three times to the water, waiting for a sign to guide us to the spice. Turn three times to the water, we're waiting for a sign. Guide us to the spines. We are material in the spiritual world of material. We are material in the spiritual world of material. We are material in the spiritual world of material.
wasteful or silent, reaching and yearning, the cold wind on their breast. Down in the blinds are the wetland guns are waiting. Who knows where the huntsman's aim may come to rest? Let's face it, the two of us, the blue-eyed boys, the Darcys, are like the rhinestones the girls may dash and break on. For neither you or I had intentions towards her, and now the time has come for you and I to fly. For Maisie's an earth girl, a big brown-eyed earth girl. Everyone said she was easy. She went to Spain, she came back with a baby, and now her poor mother's gone crazy. She had a baby, and that baby's eyes were blue, and now we're stuck in a quandary. For there's no way we'll ever know whose mark is on his brow, and that's the form of our quandary. Earth girls and summer girls, they don't care what they look like. They'll lie down in birch wood and kiss good sands goodbye. Come cold November, the goose is on the wing now. We'll leave the Northland to the hunters and their prey. For Maisie's an earth girl, the big brown-eyed earth girl. Everyone said she was easy. She went to Spain, she came back with a baby. Now her poor mother's gone crazy. She had a baby, and that baby's eyes were blue. But now we're stuck in a quandary. For there's no way we'll ever know whose mark is on its brow, and that's the form of a quandary.
And that was a great Scottish group called Mouth Music from their CD, The Order of Things. Great CD. Before we get started here, we want to give a shout out to all the listeners in Baker City, Oregon. I got some emails from Baker City, and it said you're all listening out there. So thank you so much. We're glad to hear it. We're glad to be there, and we're glad you can catch us on the net. And you can stream us on the net worldwide 24/7 by going to www.kvoo.fm. That will get you to our website, and you can listen live to anything you see fit on the station. There's so much going on. There's all kinds of music. You can just imagine a style or a country of origin of music, and we've got it. We have a great public affairs and news team, just an amazing little radio station, a little piece of heaven in this incredibly dangerous wasteland of radio land. A few announcements before we launch into a couple of things. One being, KBOO will be participating in the Pride Parade, which happens on June 18th. We have Carla donated her pickup truck to be used as a float. Don't know if we have our princesses picked out yet, but I'm sure they're working on their gowns even as we speak. So a lot of people showed up at the station this past Saturday to help make signs and decorate our pickup truck for the float and save the date. I believe they're massing over on the... Oh, I didn't bring that with me. I'm sorry. There's an actual parade route where we're going to be meeting people. And you can call Annie Haynes here at the station, our volunteer coordinator, and she will give you more information as to what's going on. Or you can email me, Jewel, at Celtic Hour, CELTICHOUR, at AOL.com. And we'll get that information to you. But your best bet is to call the station at 231-8032, ask to talk to our volunteer coordinator, and find out how you can be part of the KBOO Pride Float for the lesbian, gay, bisexual, and transgender parade coming up on Sunday, the 18th of this month. So keep that in mind. I'm working on my wave. I'm working on my wave. So there's a lot going on in the news, especially regarding the Iraq War, with the incidents at Haditha and Hamdiya. More and more is being learned about combat fatigue and about how our soldiers are or are not able to cope with it. And it seems that there are Lieutenant Aaron Watada is giving a lot of interviews because he has refused to deploy out of Washington State to go back to Iraq for his second or third tour. I don't remember which. And then today we found out, and KBOO broke this story, that there is a young woman by the name of Sarah Rich Swift, who is refusing to go back for her second tour of duty. She has not even received her 18 months of decompression from returning from Iraq, and this will be her second or third tour of duty. This will be her second tour of duty with her third tour of duty already assigned in January of 07. KBOO Evening News and Public Affairs team interviewed her earlier today at news time, and it was just shocking to hear her mother pleading for her daughter's life. Her daughter Suzanne has been diagnosed with acute PTSD and extreme battle fatigue. She was arrested by the Eugene Police Department. They sent civilian police to go and arrest a military official, soldier. And that has never been done, as far as I know. It's either the FBI or it's the actual military police that come and get you and haul you away. But in this case, it was the Eugene Police Department. So it just makes you scratch your head and wonder, what are these people thinking? And just how much power are we going to let them get away with? This young woman has suffered all kinds of battle problems, including sexual harassment by her fellow officers, who are pretty much in the same boat that she is. And yet they're just expected, once again, to go over, suck it up, and deal with it. So if you want to write to Lieutenant Aaron Watada, who's up in Washington, he is not currently in prison, you can go to www.thankyoult.org. That's for lieutenant.org. And then I don't think that there's a website up for Suzanne Rich Swift yet, but you can go to Military Families Speak Out, or MFSO, and read the story. It is heartbreaking at best. And then you can also connect with them and be updated as to her situation. I hope the best for her. We are rapidly approaching the 2,500 mark. How many more dead bodies do we need to have before these vampires are satiated? How much more money do they need to have? I mean, you can't take it with you, boys. So when we hit that regrettable number of troops dead that are reported dead, and they're not including the suicides, there will be a candlelight vigil at the Veterans for Peace Park at dusk. Whenever that happens, that little peace park is located at the east side of the East Bank Esplanade. It's at the foot of the steel bridge, just behind the convention center. Just look for us. We'll be the people with the candles, the prayers, and the tears. You can also keep in touch by going to mfso.org or www.vfpchapter72.org. That's the Veterans for Peace, chapter72.org. They will be meeting tomorrow at the Friends Meeting Hall at 7 p.m. To talk about the upcoming events and the plans for rallies for peace and justice. 62 years ago, last Tuesday, was D-Day. Didn't get much attention because there was so much going on with the White House and their latest shenanigans. And so with that in mind, I mean, literally there was not hardly any coverage whatsoever. So with that in mind, I would like to play this next song, which is a story about one of the members of the Battlefield Band, Davy Steele's father's brother. His father and his brother were on the beaches of St. Valerie, which is a little-known battle, but just as important to turning the tide of that war. And it's just a shame that already we are forgetting. And we just can't let that happen. Our veterans deserve better than that. So with that in mind, and also a nod to Medea Benjamin, the founder of Code Pink, who will be in the Portland area at St. Francis Church for a speech, 6, 6 o'clock doors. I think her speech begins at 6:30. St. Francis Church is located at Southeast 12th and Oak. And with that in mind, then, let's listen to this song, The Beaches of St. Valerie. This is a true story.
It was in 1940, the last days of spring, and we were sailed to the Maginot Line. A fortress in France, built to hold the advance of an army from a different time. We were soon overrun, outthought and outgunned, and pushed further back every day. But we never believed high command would just leave us, so we fought every inch of the way, till the 51st Highlanders found themselves back on the banks of the Somme one more time. It still bore the scars of that war to end wars, the old soldier's scars deep in their minds. But we couldn't stay long, for the panzers rolled on, and the battle raged westwards at sea. Then on June the 10th, when sapped of all strength, I entered St. Valerie. All I recall was the last boat leaving, my brother on board, waving and calling to me. And the jocks stranded there with our hands in the air on the beaches of St. Valerie. So I huddled all night in a hammered old house, where the shells and the bullets rained down. Just before dawn, my hope was still strong, for we moved to the beach from the town. But the boat that I had left on the day we arrived was the only one we'd ever seen. With no ammo or food, we had done all we could, so we surrendered at St. Valerie. And all I recall was the last boat leaving, my brother on board, waving and calling. And the jocks stranded there with our hands in the air on the beaches of St. Valerie. When I returned at the end of the war from the Stalag where I'd been confined, I read of the battles the Allies had fought, Stalingrad, Alamein and the Rhine. And with pride in their hearts people spoke of Dunkirk, how defeat had become. But nobody mentioned the Highland Division. They'd never heard of St. Valerie. No stories, no statues for those that were killed, no honors for those that were caught. Just a deep sense sense of shame, as though we were to blame. Though I knew in my heart we were not. So I've moved to a country, come to call home. But my homeland is far over the sea. I will never return while my memories still burn on the beaches of Saint Valerie. And all I recall was the last boat leaving, a brother on board waving and calling to me. And the jocks stranded there with our hands in the air on the beaches of Saint Valerie.
the well is so deep, to pick some plain roses to keep my love sweet. Let it be early, later soon, I will enjoy my rose in June. Rose in June, rose in June, I will enjoy my rose in June. Now I will lead my flock to the fold. Let it be hot or let it be cold. Kisses can be when true lovers meet. Let it be early, later soon, I will enjoy my rose in June. Rose in June, rose in June, I will enjoy my rose in
And that's the great June Tabor from a CD just made for this season here in Portland, rainy Portland, called Rosamundi is the name of the CD, and it's songs about roses, all about roses, all different kinds of roses. That one was called My Rose in June. And I think I'll play something from this, the remaining weeks left in June, because it's such a tremendous CD, and it's all about roses, my favorite flower. We have a world peace rose growing and blooming just outside the station now. So come down and check it out. It might not be blooming right now, but give her some time. She'll get there. A few announcements, and then we're going to go to a little tape here. Before that, we heard from the great Dave Swarbrick. Swarbrick plays Swarbrick from his CD, English Fiddler, and a great one he is, too. That was a set of tunes called My Heart's in New South Wales and The Seven Keys. Great music. We got a message from our friends Beltane. They will be leading a spirited Irish sing-along at Crowley's of Cork in Hillsborough. I think it's the third Saturday of the month, beginning in June. So it's coming right up on June 17th. And then every third Saturday thereafter, they will be hosting this Irish sing-along at Crowley's of Cork. And they are out in Hillsborough at 5245 Northeast Elam Young Parkway. The phone number is 503-648-6885. Beltane's music is traditional folk music from America, England, Scotland, Ireland, Finland, and many other countries. You have any Welsh music out there? Okay. So be sure and come by and catch Beltane as they host this latest place to go and sing your heart out. You just have to drive all the way to Hillsborough to do it. And if you want to dance, you have a few options coming your way. There are several dance classes going on, and then there will be a Kaylee at the World Beat Kaylee Festival from 5 to 6:45 in Salem, Oregon, on the waterfront. That will be Saturday, June 24th. Krumak will perform with Sam Cater Calling. You can go to www.worldbeatfestival.org or www.krumak.com. That's C-R-U-M-A-C.com. And there are some other summer Kaylee classes coming up. The Love Street Playhouse is offering Irish Kaylee lessons all summer long. Teacher is Sam Cater from Tualatin, Oregon. The 5-week classes will start Saturday, June the 24th, and will be every 2 weeks. Children ages 10 to 14, and then ages there from 11 to 10 a.m., and then older teenagers through adults from 11 a.m. to 12:30. The Love Street Playhouse is located at 126 Love Street Avenue in Woodland, Washington. For more information, you can call Melinda Luthold, or excuse me, email her at melinda@allthingsblue.net. You can also go to the Portland Kaylee Society's website at www.kaylee.wizardisland.org. And you can also email me, Jewel, at CelticHour@AOL.com, and I will be more than happy to get you that information and pass dance classes, etc., on to you. An informed community is a strong community. So keep that in mind. Let's see. I wanted to give you a quote from Medea Benjamin's book, Stop the Next War Now, Effective Responses to Violence and Terrorism, edited by Co-Pink co-founders Medea Benjamin and Jody Evans. Medea Benjamin, of course, will be in town Friday, June 16th. At the St. Francis of Assisi Catholic Church at 330 Southeast 11th Avenue in Portland, Oregon. Doors at 6:30. Her speech will be from 7 to 9, and then she will be signing this book afterwards. So one of the quotes I thought would be timely, since Senator Robert Byrd today, they recognized him as the longest-serving senator in the House, or excuse me, in the Senate, ever. And he surpassed the long-dead Strom Thurmond Even when he was still drawn breath, it was questionable. But Senator Robert Byrd said, democracy and freedom cannot be force-fed at the point of an occupier's gun. Words of the wise. Thank you, Senator Byrd. And with that in mind, I would like to congratulate all of the people who are graduating this week and in the weeks to come. I hope that you will choose community service over armed forces service because A, you will do more for your community in the long run, and B, we'll have you around a lot longer. But we'd like to give a special nod to the son of Bo and Paul Parker. Paul, of course, does the sound for the Kayleys, and that is Sean Robert Parker. Congratulations, Sean. We know you'll do great things. He's going up to Washington State to attend one of the colleges up there and major in film studies and the liberal arts. And he's already made one award-winning film, Leadfinger, and he's up for a couple of other awards, this young man right out of high school. So all the best to you, Sean Parker, and to all of the folks who are graduating. And with that in mind, I would like to play just a brief excerpt from a speech that was given by a young woman by the name of Jean Sarah Rowe at the New School. She spoke just before Senator John McCain took over. It's a brief speech, but it gives me great hope in realizing that, yes, the young people are out there, and yes, they are paying attention. So to each and every one of you who graduated this year, all the best. And let's hear from Jean Sarah Rowe. Well, we seem to have a little problem here. For some reason, the tape is not responding and going over the air, which is a mystery to me because all the buttons have been pushed. So we'll check it again in a little bit of a queue here. In the meantime, we'll hear another one from Dave Swerbrick.
Core, all the joy within my heart. would be so free to soar. And we're living on a living planet, circling a living star. I don't know where we're going, but I know we're going far. We can change the universe by being who we are. And we're living on a living planet, circling a living star. Welcome everyone on this beautiful afternoon. Thank you. Thank you. I only have 5 minutes, so I'd appreciate it if you'd think. Welcome everyone on this beautiful afternoon to the commencement ceremony for the new school class of 2006. That was an excerpt of a song I learned as a child called Living Planet by Jay Mankita. I chose to begin my address this way because, as always, but especially now, we are living in a time of violence, of war, of injustice. I am thinking of our brothers and sisters in Iraq, in Darfur, in Sri Lanka, in Mogadishu, in Israel, Palestine, right here in the United States, and many, many other places around the world. And my deepest wish on this day, on all days, is for peace, justice, and true freedom for all people. The song says, we can change the universe by being who we are. And I believe that it really is just that simple. Right now, I'm going to be who I am and digress from my previously prepared remarks that I had been working on for the past several weeks. I am disappointed that I have to abandon the things I had wanted to speak about, but I feel that it is absolutely necessary to acknowledge the fact that this ceremony has become something other than the celebratory gathering that it was intended to be due to all the media attention surrounding John McCain's presence here today and the student and faculty outrage generated by his invitation to speak. The senator does not reflect the ideals upon which this university was founded. Not only this, but his invitation was a top-down decision that did not take into account the desires and interests of the student body on an occasion that is supposed to honor us above all and to commemorate our achievements. What is interesting and bizarre about this whole situation is that Senator McCain has stated that he will be giving the same speech at all three universities where he has been invited to speak recently, of which ours is the last, those being Jerry Falwell's Liberty University, Columbia University, and finally, here at the New School. For this reason, I have unusual foresight concerning the themes of his address today. Based on the speech he gave at the other institution, Senator McCain will tell us today that dissent and disagreement are our civic and moral obligation in times of crisis. And I agree. I consider this a time of crisis, and I feel obligated to speak. Senator McCain will also tell us about his strong-headed self-assuredness in his youth, which prevented him from hearing the ideas of others. And in so doing, he will imply that those of us who are young are too naive to have valid opinions and open ears. I am young, and although I don't profess to possess the wisdom that time affords us, I do know that preemptive war is dangerous and wrong, that George Bush's agenda in Iraq is not worth the many lives lost. Despite all the havoc that my country has wrought overseas, in my name, Osama bin Laden still has not been found, nor have those weapons of mass destruction. Finally, Senator McCain will tell us that we, those of us who are Americans, have nothing to fear from each other. I agree strongly with this, but I take it one step further. We have nothing to fear from anyone on this living planet. Fear is the greatest impediment to the achievement of peace. We have nothing to fear from people who are different from us, from people who live in other countries, even from the people who run our government. And this we should have learned from our educations here. We can speak truth to power. We can allow our humanity always to come before our nationality. We can refuse to let fear invade our lives and to goad us on to destroy the lives of others. These words I speak do not reflect the arrogance of a young, strong-headed woman, but belong to a line of great progressive thought, a history in which the founders of this institution play an important part. I speak today, even through my nervousness, out of a need to honor those voices that came before me, and I hope that we graduates can all strive to do the same. Thank you very much.
And we do thank you very, very much, Jean Sarah Rowe, for those words of encouragement, as opposed to these words.
Our enemies are innovative and resourceful, and so are we. They never stop thinking about new ways to harm our country and our people, and neither do we.
Yes, we know. We know. And with that in mind, I'm going to let you go for this evening. Tell you all thank you very much for listening to your radio station, KBOO Portland, 90.7 FM, independently community-owned and operated. My name is Jewel. This has been the Celtic Hour. You can reach me at CelticHour@AOL.com. I'd like to invite you to please stay tuned for Walt Curtis and the Talking Earth. He has special guests tonight, so do stay tuned, and I'll see you behind the barricades. Thanks for listening, Baker City.